news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senator Elizabeth Warren announced on Thursday that she's ending her 2020 Democratic presidential bid, essentially turning the race into a one-on-one battle between Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden.
I will not be running for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who've gotten the short end of the stick over and over. That's been the fight of my life, and it will continue to be so.
Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is still officially in the race, but having garnered only two delegates from her second-place Super Tuesday finish in American Samoa, she has no path to the 1,991 delegates needed to secure the nomination. As for Sanders and Biden, both candidates are gearing up for next Tuesday, as six states will hold primaries or caucuses with intense focus on Michigan, a key general election state that has 125 delegates up for grabs. Sanders' team announced that instead of holding a rally in Jackson, Mississippi, he will instead be campaigning in Michigan, the only swing state contest next week, on Friday and Sunday, going all out to win there in what has become a must-win contest. Sanders eked out a victory over Hillary Clinton in Michigan in 2016, taking the state by 1.5 points. A federal judge on Thursday criticized Attorney General William Barr's handling of former special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, saying Barr, quote, distorted the findings when he first described them to the public. U.S. District Court Judge Reggie Walton, the D.C.-based judge overseeing a lawsuit brought by BuzzFeed News and the watchdog group Electronic Privacy Information Center, ruled that he would review an unredacted version of Mueller's report to evaluate inconsistencies that he saw between Barr's public statements last year and the partially redacted version released to the public. Walton said the discrepancies led him to, quote, seriously question whether Attorney General Barr made a calculated attempt to influence public discourse about the Mueller report to help President Trump. Jason Leopold, the intrepid BuzzFeed News reporter who brought the lawsuit, is one of my guests on Friday's edition of The Nicole Sandler Show, heard on Progressive Voices at 5 p.m. Eastern or available anytime after at NicoleSandler.com. The Senate on Thursday passed a more than $8 billion spending package for fighting coronavirus in a 96-1 vote, sending it to the president. By the way, that one no vote was Rand Paul. The House approved the bill on Wednesday, which includes $2.2 billion to help local, state, and federal agencies prepare to respond with testing, infection control, and tracking contacts of people who test positive. There are now 228 coronavirus cases and 14 deaths in the U.S. Pentagon officials said efforts to develop vaccines may not be quick enough to wipe out the virus before a second wave hits next winter. Meanwhile, members of the union National Nurses United said they have faced shifting guidelines and a shortage of supplies as the tally of known coronavirus infections has increased. The nurses called on the Centers for Disease Control to quickly increase testing for COVID-19 and demanded that federal officials implement emergency standards for hospitals and clinics around the country. Bonnie Castillo of National Nurses United shared a letter from a nurse currently in quarantine after caring for patients with the virus in Northern California and showing symptoms but cannot get tested.
I volunteered to be on the care team for this patient who we knew was positive. I did this because I had all the recommended protective gear and training from my employer. I did this assuming that if something happened to me, of course, I too would be cared for. Then, what was a small concern after a few days of caring for this patient became my reality. I became sick. When employee health told me that my fever and other symptoms fit the criteria for potential coronavirus, I was put on a 14-day quarantine. My doctor ordered the test through the county. The public county officer called me and verified my symptoms and agreed with testing. But the national CDC would not test me because if I were wearing the recommended protective equipment, then I wouldn't have the coronavirus. What kind of science-based answer is that?
Of the 6,500 members who took a survey by National Nurses United, only 30% said their employer has sufficient protective equipment. The state of Alabama Thursday night executed Nathaniel Woods, a man convicted in the 2004 killings of three police officers who were shot by another man. Supporters, including the son of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., waged a last-minute appeal to stop the execution as the case drew national attention. Woods' co-defendant, Kerry Spencer, who is now on death row, has confessed that he was the one who pulled the trigger, saying that Woods was innocent of the killings. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.